Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor, Trip Tower, here till 5. And that is music from the band Some Years Later. And we have members of the band here. Robert Patrick, Michael Patrick, Cass Martin are here, and they're live in studio. We're going to talk to them and hear some live music as well. And let's welcome the guys back. Robert, how are you, man?
Very good.
Come on up to the mic.
Very good.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
Chick.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Doing good.
All right, let's introduce the guys. We got Robert Patrick, lead vocals and guitar.
Yes, sir.
And?
Hi, Michael Patrick.
Michael
lead
Patrick.
Guitar.
No relation.
No.
And then on bass, you got
Cass Martin
is on bass. All right, how you doing, man?
Good.
Good to have you. Good to have you back.
Fellow Northsider.
That's right. That's what we got. We bonded big time the last time you guys were on. I was like, oh, yeah, north side of Chicago, northwest side of Chicago. You can tell, too, man. There's just something, you know, there's something in the air. You know, you can just tell.
Go Cubs.
I heard you earlier talking about the Gateway Theater. Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
They're still doing.
They do like
a. It's the Copernicus Center.
Yeah. I mean, that's where Taste of Polonia was this past weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
And they use the parking lot out there. But I know it's still. The facilities inside, they still have a movie theater in there and stuff. But that's where I saw Jaws. I saw The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I think it played the Gateway for like 2 years. That movie was well, Robert, let's talk about how the band was formed and how it was put together and all that cool stuff.
Okay. We'll go over some of the listeners probably didn't catch this last year.
Yeah.
But we put together a band in 2005. It was a cover band. Went strong for a while, but I was fizzled because I was more of an original writer. Mm-hmm. I loved original music. So put together this name in a book that I jogged down some years later. It had meaning at that time about I was very down and depressed where my music career was at. It wasn't me. So as I started playing some more original music live for the people, adding with some covers in it to make them happy, it got so strong that 1 year we had a chance to do a Six Flags show, Great America. Remember, it used to be called Great America. Now it's Six Flags.
Right.
And
it was Marriott's Great America.
That's right. America. Yeah. There you go. So we had to pull off a bunch of covers for there, but I was so obsessed about doing originals. I thought nobody's going to say, you guys aren't playing here ever again. It wasn't a club. I thought, now's the time to get the public, just these people walking by to listen to some of my music.
Yeah.
I had my son on board to learn a bunch of songs.
And he's in the band.
He's in the band now, but this was back when he was very young at the drum set as far as playing in front of people.
Right.
He pulled it off. We ended up doing almost 80% originals to 20% covers. From then on, that was 2008, we just took off like fire.
That's great, man.
And now it's straight everything about Some Years Later is about our original music.
Now, the newest member is Michael, though, right?
Michael.
How long you been in the band, my friend?
Robbie called me back in January. Actually, he contacted me on Facebook, and pretty much what he said, so are you sick and tired of doing these covers yet? I need a lead guitar player.
Yeah.
I said, well, let me think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over.
Do I want to play some originals, or am I going to play Mustang Sally for the 900th time?
Yeah. There you go. So basically, we decided to to get together. Went over there and jammed some of their original stuff with them, and it was just like old times. I mean, I don't know if anybody knows this, but me and Robbie, we got somewhat of a history. I've known this guy since kindergarten.
Wow.
Yeah.
Actually, I've dug up pictures of a we had a band in my dad's backyard. It was throwing a party.
Right, 14 years old or 13 years old?
Yeah, we had leisure shirts on, Nick. Remember the leisure shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Leisure shirts on, and we were playing, and that was the first time me and Mike actually played in
our
a band.
Our bass player, he's dressed like, you should see this picture. I mean, I wish this was TV. It could show you this.
He's
dressed like a mini John Travolta.
Those were the days, man.
Yeah, leisure shirts, man. They were all in.
That's what you wore then, man, when you were cool.
Even if you were in a rock band.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's how that started.
So you guys known each other for years, and then he's in the band now.
This was the first band I was ever – he was in the first band with me I was ever in my life.
Okay, we got a break for the news, so hang on, guys.
You got it.
All right, we've got the guys from Some Years Later here, and we're going to hear live music and talk some more. But we got a break here. We got the news coming up right after this.
Thank you.
Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m., and that was music from Robert Patrick, who is part of the band Some Years Later, and the guys are in the studio here. We've got Robert Patrick, Michael Patrick, and Cass Martin.
What up?
Hey, and you guys are going to play some live music. Now, we were talking off the air, Robert, and we mentioned this the last time you guys were on. You were on about a year ago.
Right.
That you and I may have played at this event at McCormick Place back when I was a kid, and it was a guitar event, and yes. I played Winchester Cathedral.
Right.
And
right.
You brought a picture?
I brought a laminated version of our Illinois Music Association script, and this is Winchester Cathedral.
Oh my God.
Tell me, Nick, that doesn't bring back a memory.
That is so crazy.
Isn't that bizarre?
And
I don't know if this is you in this picture, but I'm standing with with the leisure suits. I can't believe all these leisure suits. Now, I don't know. Is that by any chance you? No.
No.
No, okay.
It's not me.
That would have been a freak if it was.
Well, you look fantastic, my friend.
Thank you.
No, it's not me. I'm trying to remember the name of the music school that I was a part of. Because I was part of a music school.
Right, that's how we got in.
And
I know I was Tannucci's music center.
I'm trying to remember what the name of the place was. It was on Roscoe in the 70s. And I can't remember the name of it. My parents would know. But I went. That's where I took guitar lessons,
and that's where they had this thing.
Yeah, but we all had. Here's what I had on. You wouldn't be able to miss me if you saw me from that picture. I had we all had matching vests, yellow vests with music notes all over them.
No kidding.
Yeah, we looked morons.
Yeah, I think I would have remembered that.
Yeah, but that's crazy that we both played Winchester Cathedral. That was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Very cool.
Now, how long have you been playing guitar, man?
Do I have to mention age on the year?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, so a better part of 35 years.
Okay. Yeah. Was it something you always wanted to do from a young age?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, Santa Claus stuck my first guitar, and it was from Sears, behind the Christmas tree one year when I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And never stopped
since. That's great.
Best thing in my life.
Yeah. And so you've been in a lot of bands over the years?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I got to say, and Some Years Later is the longest running project that I've had, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, that's very cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
very, very cool. Now, what about you guys? What about you, Cass? When did you start playing music?
Oh, probably around the same 35 years ago.
Yeah.
I started when I was one.
I love it.
You look good for your age,
yeah,
man.
I know.
Yeah, you look great.
Hanging in there.
Yeah. And was bass the instrument you went to?
I started with guitar, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Self-taught, and I still play guitar, but
yeah,
it lends itself to bass also. And
yeah.
I find it to be a little more fun.
Okay,
actually.
Cool. And Michael, what about you? How long have you been playing?
Same thing.
Yeah,
I started -5 in the womb.
I got it.
And so I'm, 30. You'd be lovely 30.
Yeah. So you guys have been playing.
I mean, I look good for my age.
Yeah,
too.
You do. Yeah, we all do. We all do, man.
We
all do.
Questionable.
We're all around the same age.
Dude,
trust me.
I went to go see Sugar Ray last night at the Naperville Last Fling with Everclear.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And Sugar Ray is celebrating his 53rd birthday. It's hard to believe. Mark McGrath, 53.
53?
Yes, sir.
So, McGrath is 53?
Yes, McGrath is 53.
God, he looks like he's in his 30s.
Exactly.
So it's ridiculous.
I feel great, man.
Yeah.
Great.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Now, I understand that in February you guys played with Winger and Firehouse?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that.
No, we didn't.
No.
Wow, who started that room?
I don't know. It says the band played with Winger and Firehouse at the Arcata Theater.
Oh, no, we played
with... We went to go see them.
Oh, you went to see them?
Yeah.
Oh.
The bands played with Kansas and Eddie Money. That was our... And Yuli John Roth.
Oh, cool.
We played with Foreigner. But no, not Winger. That would have been cool. So,
yeah, sure.
Winger and Firehouse.
Absolutely.
But we still had the pleasure. Kansas was a great band. That was with Stephen Walsh singing.
Mm-hmm.
We know he's retired now, but great, great band. Eddie Mahoney.
Officer Eddie Mahoney.
Now, Kansas has a Chicago guy now singing. Ronnie Platt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Ara.
A local guy, yeah.
Oh, from Ara?
Yeah, from Ara.
Is that he's in Kansas now?
Yeah. He's in Kansas.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I've seen those guys a million times.
Yeah, so have I. Yeah, it's hard to believe that he actually made it, but he did. Yeah, he's got a good voice.
Cool, man.
He made it.
Oh, well, why don't we hear a song? Why don't you grab your guitar and let us know what are we gonna hear here?
We're gonna play Wonder Ride Up, which is off our first CD.
Okay.
And I'm not going to mention CD. Our first record.
Record.
I'm in the record industry, not CDs. That's this young term, this new term. I can't accept it. All right.
Okay, hang on. Are you all set over there?
Yes.
All right.
How's that camera guy? Can you see us in that camera? All right.
I see something.
Are you right there, Cass?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Take a walk with me. Yes, I need you to see. I want you to listen. It's the way things are. We go back so far. I want you to know. It's not for real. Yes, I need you to see. I want you to listen. It's the way things are. We go back so far. I want you to know. Take this one down ride. Won't you live my life for a day? Take this wonder ride.
Nice, man.
Thank you.
Really good. Really, really good. That's great, man. And that's on the CD that you brought me the last time you were
here. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you can find on iTunes and stream it on Spotify and Amazon, all those places.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Is it Spotify?
Spotify. Yeah.
I thought you said Spotify.
No, Spotify. Spotify would have been last night after about 6 p.m.
Hello.
I'm telling you.
All right. Well, we got to take a break here.
Way early in the morning.
Hold on a second. Whoa. All right. Those are the guys from Some Years Later, and they got a gig this Saturday night, the 10th, at Q Bar, 2240 Bloomingdale Road in Glendale Heights. The doors open at 7. The show is at 8:30. And all the links and all the information All that stuff is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, talk more, and hear another song by the guys. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. That's music from Robert Patrick's CD, and he is the lead singer of Some Years Later, and the rest of the guys are here, except for your son.
Yes.
Who is not here, but he plays drums in the
he's
band.
He's counting sheep right now.
He's there you go. It's Robert Patrick, and it's Michael Patrick, and it's Cass Martin, and Robert Anthony is your son.
Yes.
Who is also part of the band. What's it like playing with your son?
In the very beginning, it was very tough because he was like any other stubborn son.
Now he can't defend himself. Right. Remember, he's counting sheep.
Right,
so
he's
be careful what
sheep.
You say.
But no, he was good. You know, it was being that he's young. They like a different genre of music than we grew up with. But the first few years were hard. He accepted it, and then he'd go back to his screamo rock and stuff and listen to that stuff. But no, I got to say, in the last year and a half, he's grown and matured. That he enjoys our music and he's proud of it.
Yeah.
And the complaints are very died down.
Yeah.
Every rehearsal.
Well, he's your son. He's supposed to do that, right,
exactly.
Man? Yeah.
No.
And he's
good.
A drummer. That's
and
another
he's
thing.
A drummer,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You just said it.
He's a drummer, but he doesn't live in his girlfriend's basement.
No.
Yeah, that's
right.
Amazing.
I brought you some shirts too.
Oh,
Nick.
Thanks, man.
And we got some new stickers. I'm going to give you some new stickers.
Cool.
You got the old SYL on last.
That's
time.
Right. Yep.
We have a new, since Mikey Patrick is in the band, we actually wanted a new fresh start. So this is, this is our logo that we've lived with for years, you know, the SYL.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the summer's day, that's for you, too.
Thanks, man.
And they're larges, which I know I've had. This is the new style of the 2016 going on 2017.
Very cool. That's a great logo. Who did that logo?
Actually, Robbie. My son.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's his idea, so I'm giving all the credit to Robbie.
That's great, man. Thank you for the – I appreciate that, man.
No problem.
Hey, we're going to hear another song, but I always – you guys were here last year,
right.
So you know that I always ask two basic questions to the musicians
that come in
here.
Yep.
And so let's start with you, Cass. First album you ever bought?
First album I bought or listened to?
First album you ever bought, like, with your money?
Like
allowance
money.
House
of the Holy.
House of the Holy.
Yeah.
Good one, man.
Yeah, that's a good
fan.
One.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, Michael, what about you?
I think it was one of the Beatles anthology albums.
The blue or the red one?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the blue. I think I bought them both right at each other after I bought the other one. I mean,
funny how many people, when you talk about the Beatles, so many people started with the Blue and the Red album. You know what I mean? Like that was their first, their first exposure to the Beatles were those collections. Sorry, what was your first album?
Mine, Deep Purple Live in Japan.
Great album.
Yeah. It was the threefold, open it up. It's got the double album. Just great.
Yeah, Made in Japan.
Made in Japan.
Because then they did the sequel, which was Made in Europe.
Right.
was not quite as good as Made in Japan.
But Made in Japan had Smoke on the Water and all that. Yeah.
That's a great album.
Yeah.
Great album. Okay, Cass, first concert you ever saw?
First concert. I don't remember the concert. I remember the band was 38 Special.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, that was your first show. All right, Michael, what about you?
Oh, Rush.
Rush. Now, yes. You remember what album?
Hemispheres.
Hemispheres. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. At the amphitheater in Chicago, and they were all dressed in white. They had the white stage.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, I didn't see him on that tour. I have a very specific memory with a Rush concert. I went to see them for the Moving Pictures tour. At the Rosemont Horizon, the guy puked on my leg.
Oh. I'll never forget that.
I was like 15 years old. This guy threw up on my leg, and I'm like, come on, man.
Oh.
And he's like, I'll buy you a beer. And I'm like, I'm 15. So that's it. And it was like right when Rush hit the stage. They were like two songs in, this guy Ralph's on my shoes.
Oh.
I'm like, come on, man.
It could have been until after the show.
Terrible. I had to go up to the bathroom, and I stuck my leg in the sink.
Oh.
And I remember to rinse it off, and I remember it was like 20 below. Blowout because it was like in January or February, and my pants were like frozen to my legs when it was ridiculous. So, first concert for you, man.
Me, Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss. Yep, that was the best one, man.
Chicago Theater, I would imagine.
Oh,
yeah.
The same when they made the album. I thought I was in the crowd. Remember the album showed all the people.
Yeah, Kiss Alive with the album. Oh, yeah.
Great.
I was probably at that show, man.
I think we talked about that last
year. I think I was
that.
Because my first concert was Black Oak, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
And the opening band was Bad Company before Bad Company was popular. Wow. It was before their first album. And then my first album was Sabbath, Paranoid. It was the first album I ever bought. So there you go.
Yeah, Mike, you went to Sabbath last night.
How was it?
Oh, it was great.
I saw the set list, man. They really pulled out all the classics.
Ozzy was right on.
Was he? Good, because you could get good Ozzy or bad Ozzy depending on the night.
We had good Ozzy.
Good. Yeah. That's good to hear. Those guys are great, man. They're just so great. Yeah. All right. What are we going to hear now? Let's hear another song.
This is a new song.
Okay.
We've only played this a few times live. It actually works over well acoustically. This is called Two Hearts.
Two Hearts. All right.
Two Hearts.
All right, here, Some Years Later, everybody.
Are you ready, guys? One, two, three, four. Two hearts waiting for the big night, two lives broken. Dreams, wondering where to go, two hearts stolen. And I know a place that all you can hide. I think I'm gonna tell you, two hearts waiting for Friday night. Because all my life should have been with you, girl. Two hearts stolen, and I know a place that all you can hide. I think I'm gonna tell you, two hearts waiting for Friday night. Because in all my life, should have been with you, girl.
Man,
thank you.
Really, really nice. Great stuff.
Thank you.
You guys, it's so much fun having you down here, man. I just think you're great. We have so much in common.
That's cool. Yeah,
yeah, it's really so
fun
cool
for us too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And real quick before we let you get out of here, explain to everybody that guitar that you're using tonight. This beautiful guitar.
You know, I'm glad you did, Nick. Okay, so to all the listeners, I just wanted to let you know that beautiful guitar that you're hearing, and I'm going to show this to our cameraman. See this beautiful guitar? It's on Facebook here. And by the way, real quick, can I point this out?
Of course you can.
Please, Some Years Later, like us on Facebook, and you can definitely find us. Go to someyearslater.com, stream the music. You can find it on iTunes.
And it's all linked up on our Facebook page.
It's all linked out on the Facebook page.
And it's on our page, too. So it's facebook.com/NickDShow. So awesome. The guitar.
So this guitar. Elmwood Park, where the village I grew up in, does a garbage day once a year, and it's where you could throw out anything and everything, and you don't have to get a ticket or nothing for it. So I'm doing a job, and my guys, I run a contracting business, we're walking, throwing out garbage in an alley, and they said, Rob, you got to come out here and look at this. And I go in the alley, and there's this guitar in a garbage bag, stuffed, it had sticky Kool-Aid on it, and I thought, hey, you know what, it's a guitar, it's not damaged. Anything with strings on it is worth taking home and farting around with it. So
yeah.
I took it home, cleaned it up.
It's beautiful.
I put brand new strings, some brass pins, and replaced the fins that were in there.
Yeah.
And it's a gorgeous guitar.
It's beautiful.
It.
And it sounds great,
it.
Too.
Yeah.
It sounds great. That's great. See awesome. What you can find in the trash in Elmwood Park?
Exactly. Exactly. There you go.
Only in Elmwood Park.
Only in Elmwood Park. Yeah.
Ironically, somebody threw out my guitar, and I never have got it.
Oh, what happened? I think you've got a lead now, man.
Yeah.
So this Saturday night, go to the gig. It's September 10th at Q Bar.
We want to see you there.
Glendale Heights, pack the place.
Yes, we'll give you, I'll tell you, the first 10, 15 people walk through that door and said they're
free
here to see
stuff.
Some, I'll give you a free shirt, some stickers, man. You'll love it.
All right,
CDs,
cool.
Whatever.
Doors open at 7. The showtime is at 8:30 this Saturday night. These guys are great. Go to Q Bar in Glendale Heights. Robert and Michael and Cass, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Anytime you guys want to come down.
Great,
please.
Thank you, buddy.
And again, all of the information about the gig and about their music and everything is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
We got a break here. The news is up next.